Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Nairobi Sisterhood. I am Gena and I'm here with my lovely co-host
Maya.
Yes, and this is going to be a short and sweet episode. We are going to ask each other some random questions. Like, I just feel like sometimes you just need to ask your friends questions so that you get to know a bit more about them.
Yeah,
let's start with you. What do you want to ask me today?
This is so random.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, maybe it's... Okay. before we decided on this episode, we were going to do a polyamory episode, but mm-hmm. we decided against it. We'll do it another time.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. So I wanted to ask you if... Not if you'd be in a throuple, but if you would be... What would you do if your husband had a baby on you?
Wait, what? Like...
If your husband, whilst married to you, in a monogamous marriage, got another woman pregnant.
Damn. Murder on my mind.
I feel you.
Uh-huh. What should I do in the sense of...
In the relationship?
Or for myself?
Both. Like, okay. But mostly it was what would you do about your marriage?
About my marriage. I think... Hey, that's a tough one. I want to say that I would leave him, but I feel like these things are easier said than done.
Thank you for addressing that.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. Because imagine if in a marriage, we already have kids for ourselves. If I'm walking away, we need to start figuring out co-parenting.
Yeah.
Destabilizing the children. Is that something I want to do? Is that something... But is me staying going to be problematic for the children in any way? Yeah. So they're traumatized regardless. Yeah. No. So in that case, I would want to understand the circumstances around this child. Was it like a one-time thing? But, you know, men are going to lie to you. So you might be told it's a one-time thing and it's not. But if he had like a full-on relationship with another person, that for me, outrightly, I don't think I'll be able to stay. Okay. If it was a drunken night, one mistake, she wound up pregnant... Then in that case, we might be able to work around it. Maybe, potentially. But even that one is pushing it. Because my first reaction is, I'm leaving you.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. 10 over 10, I hear you.
But
yeah. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. But it's the older I get, the more
gray, you understand why people stay.
The more gray it is. The younger, when I was younger, I felt like it was very black and white.
I agree.
You have a child with someone else, I leave you. But what if I have children of my own? What if... the circumstances are different. What if I also cheated? Not that it's tit for tat, but...
What if you cheated and how would your person...
It just so happens that I didn't get a child outside.
Mm.
But I also know that there are issues within the marriage that maybe could be solved, maybe could not be solved.
I hear you.
The underlying issue.
I hear you.
So it depends. But first instinct, I will leave you.
I get you.
And you?
When we were doing work questions, like, yeah. I thought it was we asking each other questions and then I have to answer.
You kind of do.
Okay.
I'm curious.
For me, it would be... Okay. So the two things I know when I was younger that were black and white is I would leave my partner if they had a baby on me and if they gave me an STD. So those two. My husband specifically. Because I think it's more... I of course... Nowadays, like I know there's the kids in the picture, there's we've built together, we have maybe an empire businesses, together, like there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
But initially it was definitely, those are the two like deal breakers. Would I stay? Okay, but the reason why it was black and white was you don't love me enough if you're going to risk my health and my life. Because even getting someone pregnant means you're having unprotected sex with someone.
Yes.
That means you could have caught anything. You just caught a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, a baby is even worst case scenario.
Because a baby is alive forever after that.
But an STD is forever.
You can cure
it. Okay, not all STDs.
Well, most of them are curable.
But imagine if it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, now I'm stuck with you forever and I'm stuck with something that I didn't... It's a lot. I don't know. For me, it's... Because even a baby is permanent. Because a baby, you can't detach from their parent. I can't tell you to not be a father to this child.
I would actually want you to be a father to the child. The child is already here.
Yeah, and it's not the child's fault. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think first instinct also, leave.
Mm.
But also there's a lot of it depends. It's getting grayer the older I get.
The older you get, the more.
And also maybe I would, but I think I would definitely only stay if my life does not change. Does that make sense? Like, if the baby coming into the picture doesn't affect my lifestyle. If you're gonna choose to be polyamorous or choose
have
to
polyamorous
be,
money, have you polygamy know, money.
Be, have polygamy money. If you're gonna be polygamous, have polygamy money so that my life does not get affected. Like my life and my children's standard. I don't want you to tell me you
oh, got now a, all of a sudden my children are not going to the schools that they were meant to be going to.
So now they can't go to private school because or international school because no, you decided no, 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 you have three no, kids no, instead
no,
of two.
No, I will take you to court.
It's not working.
You need to maintain the standard of living for that children. Those children.
So for me, it's now grey, but it was definitely black and white before.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question?
What's the most embarrassing thing you can classify as the most embarrassing thing you've ever done or the most embarrassing situation
I've ever been
you've
in?
Ever been in for you?
Most embarrassing, I think I've said it on the podcast before in the high school episode, was telling my guka what were the jokes in the book.
Ooh.
Because they were... nasty jokes, nasty riddles that weren't really had dirty answers. They didn't have dirty answers, but they sounded like dirty jokes.
When you're telling this to your grandfather,
and then now saying it aloud, like me being there, being like, I don't even want to live. Like I wanted to say the line again, and I wanted to cry all over again.
Cringe.
One of the jokes was goes in dry, comes out wet, but the answer to the riddle is a tea bag.
Yeah.
Like majani chai, ketepa. Like tea leaves in a bag, tea bags. But obviously, you can imagine in the mind of a teenager what that would have probably meant, but really wasn't
even in the
answer.
Mind of you listening right now.
You know? So imagine saying that to my grandfather. That was actually very traumatic. Would not recommend. Oh, and this one, and I feel like all my embarrassing ones are with my folks, but me drunk texting my guka. So I was young. Oh, this is a whole story time. I'm not going to give you all the gist. This is for my friends, but for the listeners. God.
I feel like I know this one.
Oh, Lord. So I was in first year and I went out for drinks with this guy who liked me at the time. And then I got shit-faced and he put me in a matatu. And he told the matatu guy, mshukishe this stage. I don't know how you would put a drunk girl in a matatu and she's in first year. Like I was a child, for being honest. Actually, that was my first.
You're very young.
That was my first drinking incident. I think so. Yeah, it was. I got home. My guka texted me because I'd never been home later than 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or maybe 9. He texted me, "Where are you?" And I thought it was my best friend who texted me. So I replied and I said, "IDK in a matatu. Fuck, I'm as drunk as fuck." Yo, would not recommend. So now it's a worst part is I lost my phone.
After that?
I lost my phone that night while I was shooking the mat. Or maybe someone pickpocketed me. I don't know. I can't remember. I get home and my folks are obviously, first of all, they were worried about where I was.
Yes.
And then now already that message was really has put them on like on edge.
High alert. Because
they're like, you don't know where you are.
You sent this and then now you
actually, they didn't even
phone.
Know what IDK meant.
Yeah.
So my car asks me, what's IDK? Are you the one who sent me this message? And then I think I brushed it off and I said a joke like, no, maybe it's my friends who are playing a game or something. I think I said something. I can't remember what I said. Went to bed. Woke up the next day. And my parents are like, what in Jesus' name is going on? And I can't find my phone. I can roughly remember my car asking me about a text. Can't remember what the text read. So now the conversation after, like, you've woken up and you're sober and you don't know what to expect because you don't remember.
Yeah.
But I can't find my phone so that I know what the message said because my phone is missing. Then me being shown the message in full, like imagine your folks are here.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
uh-huh.
And I'm just like, oh my God. Release me from the shackles of hell. That was my most embarrassing moment. Honestly, that was a low.
I completely understand.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was not given money. I was grounded. It really changed the dynamic of my uni life.
I get you.
It really changed because I feel like my parents felt like I, one, disrespected them, but also wasn't using my pocket money.
Wisely.
For the right reasons.
Yeah.
But did I even spend that money that day? See, nilikuwa nimenunua pombe na mtu. You
it
know,
wasn't about money. This was just choices.
They were just like, we raised you better than this. But imagine they let it go. But I think they let it go because I was young.
Yeah.
Like it was my first mistake. You know, first grave.
Yes.
Mistake.
It's not that
Not even that.
Like, it wasn't how you usually act.
It was yes, just and also
it was the first time when you were young.
They'd also never met me drunk because I never used to drink before then. You get like, you know that you raise your kids and they don't have access to things.
Yes.
So I've never had access to it. So of course I'm not. Alcohol is not gonna take me well because I don't even know what to expect. We've never drunk before.
Of course.
So it was one of those ones. Those ones for like you're living at home, you made a mistake, you're in first year, you had your first interaction with alcohol. It went terribly. Would not wish it upon anyone, but forgiven. Okay, yeah. It took a while for them to forgive me, but they let it go eventually. Yeah. That was such an embarrassing. What's your embarrassing moment? Because that one was low.
Can I have embarrassing moments? I can't shame the shameless.
Ah,
you can't shame the shameless.
Imagine. I know you're saying can't shame the shameless, true, but if you were me, that would have still been an embarrassing moment for you.
Even me, when I'm saying you can't shame the shameless. I've been shamed before.
Love that.
Uh-huh. This is just a statement.
Where?
I don't really keep these moments in my mind, but the one that I can think of because you said this of yours, the one that you've said is there's a time my folks live in Nakuru, went to uni in Nairobi. Obviously. Mm-hmm. In first year, I used to go back home a lot, like every other weekend, just so that they can see that I am alive. One of these times when I was going back home, I decided to leave Nairobi fairly late. My dad knows everyone, everywhere. First stage, anajua watu. So he knew the time that I had left, which was like at 5-6.
And you're going to knock.
I had told him I had left at 3.
Okay, the auntie in me is shouting. Like, yeah. I'm about to be like, that's late.
Yeah. So
I'm old.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. So see, I have left late already. I've lied that I left early. So, obviously, first of all, he already knows because
he called
the stage people and the stage people told, yeah, she was here, but at 6. Got to Nakuru, yes. But tell me why I got to Nakuru at like 8-ish, but entered my parents' house close to 11. Because that 10, 9 to 11, I was with my boyfriend at the time.
It's the one I don't like.
Yeah, it's obvious. Is there one that you like?
Okay. Away? I'm that friend. So, I'm meeting all your boyfriends for you. Sorry.
So not me entering the house thinking that I have all these excuses. Oh, there was traffic. Oh, there was this. Oh, there was this.
Mm-hmm.
They already know. Like, they know that I was in town. They know that I left Nairobi at 6. They know that I was in town with this person because I had been seen.
Oh, my God.
They had been. It was reported. Mind you, at this point in time, I don't even think I had turned 18 because I started school.
No,
I had
turned 18. You were younger than us.
I had turned 18, but I had just turned 18.
Because you turned 18 when we were in uni.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just turned 18. So I'm a child. So is this child taking 3 hours with a boyfriend at night and my parents?
Oh, no, that looks so bad.
Exactly. I'm here lying to their faces and they know.
This looks so bad.
It looked terrible.
And was it embarrassing in that moment, Amma, you didn't know they knew?
I didn't know they knew until my dad was like, you know, I've already talked to these people. Just tell us the truth. And I'm like, shit. Fine, yeah.
But I think also the awkwardness is admitting you had a boyfriend.
No, I didn't admit I had a boyfriend. I just said I was going to meet. Like, I got to town at this time and I was in town with friends. And then they asked me if it was a boy or something. And I was like, yes, but I didn't admit that it was a boyfriend.
Okay, okay. But I think the most embarrassing thing is being caught in the lie.
Yes, that was the embarrassing part. The fact that I was there very confidently. Like, you know how when you learn to lie to... Sorry, mom and dad. But when you learn to lie to your folks, you lie very confidently because you know that they know what your tells are. So you know how to do it.
Imagine I'm so bad. I don't lie to my parents anymore. No, I don't even lie to my parents because I'm so bad at lying.
Yeah.
I'd rather just not talk about it. Me, if my...
You're avoidant.
Me, I'm an avoidant.
Yeah.
I'll be asked, umetoka wapi? Silence. Silence. Because if I choose to say I was up the road, and I wasn't up the road.
No. Nowadays, I don't think I've lied to my parents in years like that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe white lies. But I've not lied to my parents in years like that because now, utafanya nini? Utakuja Nairobi unichapia hapa?
Instead, what was it?
Actually.
No. Me, mine is not even that. I think sometimes the truth is hard to tell sometimes because you don't know how they'll receive it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just don't want to lie to you.
I get you.
I'm just like, no. You'll text me and you'll be left on red because I'm not ready to start saying. And rather just avoid the conversation.
I get you.
The way I'll change my... The time my parents thought I had a belly piercing. For sure, asked, I said, so you know that moved on to another story altogether because I'm not about to start talking about something I'm uncomfortable talking about. Because I don't want to lie to you and say your eyes saw the wrong thing. Wow. Because your eyes saw the piercing.
Gaslighting. Not just gaslighting our parents. Anyway, what's the other question?
The next question is, what would you do if you won 1 billion Kenya shillings, not in USD, today? So give me like top three things you'd do with that money.
Okay.
In the order you'd do them. Okay, or maybe just give me the top three, then you can do the order later.
1 billion is about 1,000 million.
USD?
No, like... I'm thinking of what makes up 1 billion.
Oh yeah, a thousand million.
Okay, so that's a very interesting question. I think I would buy myself a house.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but not a house. Not the 100 million houses. Maybe like 20 to 30. Just I a see. Place that I can live in that is comfortable, that is in a nice neighborhood, and get myself a means of transport. A car. I feel like we're in the era where we need cars.
Bruh.
Yeah. I get myself. It doesn't need to be expensive. Me having 1 billion does not mean I'm going to all of a sudden have a lifestyle that's so far off what I have right now. But I'll give myself what I need to be comfortable.
Okay.
And then the third thing I would do is I would invest in real estate.
Love that.
Yeah.
Those are good options.
Yeah.
You thought like an investor. You thought like a financial advisor. Yeah. I like it.
You know.
I like it.
Do you know what you would do with 1 billion?
The house for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing about me, I don't know. I'm just not a believer in renting.
Ooh.
That's just me. I feel like giving people my money.
We'll talk about that.
I struggle, even if it's for housing. Because sometimes I look back and even. Okay, so like when I used to not live in the county, of course I needed to rent. I'm not gonna. Who's buying a house in Nyeri? Yeah. Surely. Okay, maybe there are people who are willing, but you know what I mean. I'm not gonna buy it for a job that's temporary because my job was a contract job. So housing, because I don't want someone knocking on my nini and telling me, oh,
you gotta go.
You have to go. Yeah. Oh, like I want to live in peace. I think there's the level of peace that comes with sleeping in your own house.
There's also, the other reason why I said house was because I feel like housing is a fundamental human need.
It's actually a basic need.
It's a basic need.
Shelter, yeah.
Yeah, beyond everything else. Even if you took away all the other money, you're leaving me with shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So shelter. So shelter and then... Definitely invest. I don't know what I'd invest in. I think the thing that would be ideal at the time. I don't think I can pinpoint and say, okay,
real estate. Right now. You're being given the money right now.
I don't know what's great right now because I can't go into Bitcoins. I know nothing about it. I can't. You know what I mean?
You like, need time to research.
I'd need time to research, but I'd probably do an investment. Like
interesting.
And not. I don't think I'd do a high risk investment or a quick money right now. Kind of, you know, like a high risk, high reward investment. No,
yeah,
I'd probably do a long term investment.
I get you. I think I would balance mine. I think I would have like really low risk, long term,
and then
medium risk, and then high risk.
Yeah. So like an investment of thoughts. I'm not sure what. And then my last one would be, I'd probably do something for my folks.
Aww.
Only because. I think, you know, the way you know your parents and you know your parents have good taste, like expensive taste. And I feel like if I had money, I'd give back to the people who've given me my world.
I get you.
You know what I mean? And not to say, like, those were, like, it would be a priority for me to do something for my grandmother before she dies, or my shosho before she dies, or my guka, or my mom, because it's just like, there's nothing I can ever do to pay you back, but, well, I'll
do this and this.
You know, I think
I feel like now it sounds so selfish.
No, imagine, I don't think it's selfish because you being financially able
helps
is
them.
A plus for your folks.
Yeah.
Because then they don't have to look after you.
For sure.
10 over 10.
Yeah.
So you've made the right decision.
No. Plus, I feel like the other reason why I didn't think of it like that is because I don't think I would need 1 billion. I think even with my 2,000, I still... try.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but Kabisa. I also feel where you're coming from because yours is... I get you. Yeah, I get you.
But even I get that. The reason I even said it's on the list is because even now, any small money I get...
You treat them.
If my mom said she wants a bag, we walked into a shop, I'm like, aya, gani? Kala?
Pick.
Like, say with my two bob, with my 2 shillings, I will buy that bag. Because I'm just like, when am I even going to pay back? I feel like it's now or never.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get you.
Plus, they never hesitate to look out for us.
Exactly.
It's that thing. Exactly. I'm just like, aki guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So my next question, maybe mm-hmm. my last. What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Hey, these are dates. Isn't Maswali's a dating? Yeah. Maswali's a talking stage. Yeah. I wish I knew. But it's maybe pink. I think it's pink. I like a lot of pink, like things. Pink.
Yeah.
I have a lot of pink things. So maybe pink. Anything in the pink purple hue of mm-hmm. like that car. Or although I've been wearing black a lot.
What do you think my favorite color is?
I would think it's black, but I know it's not.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
It's not black, really. It's not black alone. I have, like, you see how my pants look? I don't know if you guys can see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just shaming myself with my shoes. But this monochrome look, black and white.
Okay.
I also like really light pink.
Oh, like the baby pink?
Yes. Very, very light.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that pink. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think any bright color will do. Although I feel like red is a bit shiny. It's a bit yeah, in my
what
face.
I can't do is many colors at the same time.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I like monochromatic looks. I can't be looking.
I hear you. Especially for the monochromatic looks yeah. because I feel like all my looks are never like mix of colors.
Yeah.
And if they are, it's like nudes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Imagine, I think it's our profession.
I'm a creative.
Oh, sorry. I meant. Imagine, I don't think I used to be such a colorful person, and then I became an advocate, and then all our colors are like black, navies.
Yeah.
And so now my clothes are just darkness. I'm like, why am I going to a funeral every day? But no, nowadays I don't dress like I'm going to a funeral. It's giving chic. It's giving
corporate
more chromatic.
Body.
Period. Period, baby. Period.
Yeah.
Power.
Okay, me, I'm done.
Okay, me, my last one. Uh-huh. Wait, I thought it was 3 questions each.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. My last one is, this is really, I don't know whether this is a good question,
mm-hmm.
but let me, okay. So if something tragic was to happen to you or like you have done to someone, okay. Let me put a disclaimer, please note when you answer this question, that this is going on the internet. So maybe you could lie.
Okay.
So that if it does happen, they don't come after who it is that you will, your answer after
yeah.
your answer. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if something happened to you today, mm-hmm. like something like maybe you hit someone, you killed someone, he's not a murderer. If I don't know, a crime happened to you, who would be your first call?
Something that I did.
No, either something. So it depends on how you want to answer it. Like if it's someone, if you kill someone and you need someone to bury the body with, who'd be your first call? Or if you, if something happened to you, like maybe you were arrested or something bad happened to you, who'd be your first call? Among your friends, family, like in your circle.
Okay.
Or your loved ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pick more
okay.
than one person for
okay.
different things, but just
yeah.
answer the question, yeah.
I think my best friend Yokafi would be the first person I call if I am the one who has done the thing.
Okay.
Because whatever happens, I know I'm not going to get into, this is hypothetical. Please don't use
yes.
this as evidence against
yes.
me one day. But yeah, I would call her if I'm the one who has done the thing. I feel like if something has happened to me and I need support, I'd probably call her also. But I'd also call my brother, like if I needed like arms.
Okay, that
yeah,
makes sense. Because he'd pull up.
Yeah, he'd pull up or he'd make someone pull up if he's not around. Like
He
would help fix the situation. Whether he's physically there or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. For me, I think if I was to do something, who would I call? Well, maybe Karimi. If I was to do something wrong. Yeah. I think Karimi. If I was to, like, if something had happened to me, it would be my first call. Okay, if I was arrested, it would definitely be my hooks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Shosho, Guka. The weird thing is, my Guka said, if you call me, I won't come.
But she's still going to call them.
Sanita,
who
am I calling? I don't know. Maybe I need to find your friends, people.
But it's not the same.
Maybe I need to find people I can call because what is this? And but I would also call Pau, my friend Paul, only because he's gonna pull up on me. Like,
yeah,
I don't think there's any time or anything that would be too. First of all, angeshika simu, because that would be the challenge. I think I'd think of someone who would shika the phone and maybe be sober. Like, I feel like I have friends I would call, but I don't know whether they would be.
They would react appropriately.
They would probably be supportive.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they would react appropriately. Like, will I find you sober for this phone call? You know what I mean? Or would you be willing to lie and bury your body with me? You know what I mean? Like, I know you're my friend, but you know
what?
You
can call me to bury your body with, but I don't know if I would call you because I feel like you would panic.
I would definitely panic.
I think you would find
I feel like you'd be. You know what, actually, for the first one, it's you and Karimi. For the second one, it's Maiguka, Pau. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if this is a good thing that people say that they will call me to bury bodies, but don't mess with my friends.
Yeah. You know who I'd call? I'd call you. But would you fight someone?
If I had to, but why am I fighting?
Oh, you know who else I'd call? Uh-huh. Okay, if I was in a bar fight.
Uh-huh.
An odd specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Grace.
Oh,
because there's a time we went out and then we met someone who was a predator and she literally fought him off of me. Like, it was one of those ones. Like, she fought him in that club and I remember being like, damn, sis, I don't know, you could fight.
I think I will also call Grace if I'm in a bar fight. I'm proud of
you, girl. Fight these ninjas.
Imagine. I get you.
It was so... Even Neto. I'd call Neto for a fight like that because she will fight you.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was such an odd question.
Wow. What?
Thought you're making me feel... Look at my friends' personalities.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're done.
Very interesting. I think we're done also. I actually think I did ask you two questions, but... It's okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll ask you one more because it's a bit deep. What's something about our friendship that you think we could work on?
Whoa, okay. What's one that I think we could work on?
Yeah.
I think creating time outside work
to
hang out.
Yeah.
Because we work a lot. Yes. I think we're always talking about work.
Yeah.
Or, so maybe, and then maybe quality time to talk about things other than boys. Podcast
and, okay, boys. Okay.
Podcast and like love lives.
Oh, like things outside. Other than podcast and love lives.
Yeah.
Okay. I get you.
I feel like that's really comprising of 70% of our conversations.
You're not wrong.
I mean, with good reason.
It's because
where we are at.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. What is one thing?
One thing that I think we could work on. That, what you said. I think also holding each other accountable. Yeah, I think we
could. I already know where that is going.
I think we could do better with holding each other.
I agree. 110%.
Yeah, they don't need to know the details, but
yeah.
That's it. Not our friendship being this public.
Anyway.
Outro us.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please subscribe to us on YouTube and all our podcast platforms. You can follow us on social media. My handle is Maya Mushemi.
And I am Gena.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye.